In 2015, two Northern Arapaho men were shot at the Center of Hope Detox Center in Riverton. They were shot by a White City Parks employee with a .40-caliber handgun while they slept. The confessed shooter said he was targeting homeless people, who he perceived as a nuisance to the city's public spaces. The thing is, neither man was homeless. This was a racially motivated shooting, and it led to calls for change. Wyoming Public Radio's Taylor Stagner reports, change has been slow.
In late July of 2020, a procession of marchers gathers to walk down Main Street, Riverton.
It's the flag, that one flag that brings us all together.
The group is led by Ron Americans. Howard, a Northern Arapaho tribal member. He's been organizing the peace march since the detox shooting 5 years ago. The march takes on new meaning with the police shooting of another Northern Arapaho member, Anderson Antelope, last year outside of Walmart. Lately, there has been nationwide protests after the murder of George Floyd. Howard is waiting for the day where the march will be more like a celebration.
It's frustrating that we have to have a march to honor people that died, whereas I would like to continue doing a march and celebrate the goal that we had in mind, which was peace in our community.
Tribal officials at the time said the shooting was clearly racially motivated and wanted the shooting to be tried as a hate crime. Michael Broadhead was the Riverton Chief of Police in 2015. At the time, he expressed great concern about homelessness and public intoxication. Today, he remembers when he got to Riverton in 2010, he saw a public health crisis.
It was pretty clear that for the previous, 50 years, they had been trying to arrest their way out of that problem. And I said, well, at what point do you think that's going to start working? Because it's clearly not working.
Broadhead also said that at that point, the Riverton Police Department was arresting 2,000 people a year for public intoxication. But by the time that he left in 2016, the last full year he was with RPD, the number was cut by over half. He cites social programs such as the local detox center and the halfway house, Eagles Hope, for reasons those numbers went down.
And all of those things were really effective in the big picture, right? And none of those are really police solutions.
The other thing Broadhead did was appoint a community relations ombudsman named Jane Juvie. For 15 months, she taught classes on housing discrimination, events planning, and established a think tank to tackle cultural differences evident in Riverton that had gone unaddressed.
Many of these ideas dealt with events that would bring people together, provide opportunities for cultural exchange, and other efforts involved working to increase Native American representation on school boards, city council, and other governmental changes or issues that could effectuate long-term change within the community.
But the position was eliminated by the city for funding reasons. Juvie says the good ideas never had enough time to develop. And things changed. While previous solutions focused on discrimination, a newly formed solutions committee refocused their attention on substance abuse. The chairman is Lance Godey.
So it's one of the official efforts of city council to address the issues of substance abuse.
The committee in 2018 tried to toughen public intoxication laws, which included a $750 fine for businesses that sold alcohol to the, quote, habitually intoxicated, unquote. But the city council defeated that proposal. Godey says that the impetus of the solutions committee is looking at ordinances around alcohol, but they are trying to branch out.
Or our mission is focusing on substance abuse, but that covers so many different things. We've really dabbled in things like homelessness and transportation.
But for those who have followed the issue for the last 5 years, the committee should be spending more time focused on homelessness and racial attitudes, which was the impetus behind the shooting. Riverton Police Chief Eric Murphy says that the RPD didn't enact any new policies after the shooting and thinks the police department is doing a good job with racial sensitivity training.
And so I feel like we do what we can without forcing it down people's throats. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to write a policy on, okay, you're going to treat everybody with respect. Like, our policy says that, but how do you really dictate that in a policy?
Ron Howard and the Peace March Mission have put together talking circles since the 2015 murder and the police shooting of Anderson Antelope last year. Howard hopes that the city will take more of a notice of racial inequalities in Riverton.
You know, people still talk about Stallone Trosper and Sonny Goggles and you know, now with Anderson Antelope and, you know, George Floyd, all